CRI News, I'm Qi Zhi. Chinese space experts say weather forecasts show that Thursday or Friday might be suitable for launching the Tiangong-1 spacecraft, the prototype of China's space lab. The unmanned Tiangong-1 is part of China's first spacecraft rendezvous and docking mission. The rocket that was sent Tiangong-1 into space has arrived at the Jiuquan Satellite Launch Center in the northwest Gansu province.All systems of the Tiangong-1 project went through a joint maneuver Sunday afternoon. The outline of a large and ambitious Eurozone rescue plan is taking shape, according to reports from the International Monetary Fund. The BBC says the plan is expected to involve a 50% write-down of Greece's massive government debt. It also envisages an increase in the size of the European Union bailout fund to 2 trillion euros or 2.7 trillion US dollars.European governments hope to have the plan in place in 5 to 6 weeks. The reports about the emergency rescue plan come after the annual meeting of the IMF in Washington. Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh says he remains committed to implementing the Gulf Cooperation Council's initiative on power transfer. Saleh was delivering his first speech since he returned to Yemen Friday after receiving medical treatment in Saudi Arabia. He was severely injured in an attack on the presidential palace in June.Saleh also promised to hold early presidential and parliamentary elections in the country once a peace deal is reached between his government and the opposition.
We reiterate today that we are committed to the Gulf Initiative in its form and committed to sign it through the Vice President, who has been given authority by an active presidential decree that allows him to enter dialogue, sign the initiative, and agree the procedures to implement it, so we can get the country out of this dangerous crisis.
When Saleh was speaking, tens of thousands of protesters gathered in central Sana'a demanding his resignation.In a marked turn, the King of Saudi Arabia has announced that women are going to be allowed to vote and run in the next municipal elections in 2015. King Abdullah has also proclaimed that women will be allowed to join the Shura Council. Abdullah says the kingdom refuses to marginalize women in all walks of society. Saudi Arabia, which adheres to a strict version of Sunni Islam, doesn't allow women to travel, receive operations, or drive without a man with them.Kenya's Nobel Peace Prize winner Wangari Maathai has died in Nairobi after a prolonged battle with cancer. 71-year-old Maathai, an ecologist professor, succumbed to ovarian cancer Sunday night. She was diagnosed in July last year. The political activist won the Nobel Peace Prize in 2004 for promoting conservation, women's rights and transparent government. She was the first African woman to get the award.Philippine security forces have killed a sub-leader of the terror group Abu Sayyaf in the rest of South. A military official says Imran Askani was killed during a 20-minute gun battle with militants in Zamboanga City. The Abu Sayyaf, which has links with external terrorist organizations such as Al-Qaeda, currently has less than 400 members.A minibus carrying 11 students to school has collided with a heavy-duty truck in North China's Shanxi province, killing 5 teenagers. The rest and the driver were injured. The accident occurred early this morning in the city of Jingzhong. Police have launched an investigation. North Korean Premier Cho Yong-rim has arrived in Beijing to begin a 5-day visit to China as the guest of Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao. Cho will also visit Shanghai and East China's Jiangsu province.Aircraft maker Boeing's long-awaited Dream Machine became a commercial reality on Sunday when the 787 Dreamliner was formally delivered to its first Japanese customer. The first $200 million aircraft was handed over to Japanese carrier All Nippon Airways, 3 years behind schedule after persistent delays. Boeing says the aircraft's revolutionary carbon fiber design will hand 20% fuel savings and give passengers a more comfortable ride with better cabin air and a large electronically dimmable windows. Boeing has taken orders for 821 Dreamliners, which will compete with the future Airbus A350 due in 2013. And that's the news from CRI. I'm Qi Zhi in Beijing.